This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What an incredible time to be alive. World governments announced, forced inoculations worldwide being announced, global digital big tech, health passports controlled by the UN being announced. It is such an insane time to be alive. And right here out of CBS News, COVID drug sniffing dogs are going to go around. If they smell you, you're going to be taken away to a facility. And now they're all coming door to door, and they got the emergency centers built. And they're talking about lockdown 2 starting this fall. It's already begun all over Europe. The name of it is Democide, coined by a U.S. professor in Hawaii decades ago. It's a concept proposed by U.S. political scientist Rudolf Rummel to describe the intentional killing of an unarmed and disarmed person by government agents acting in their authoritative capacity and pursuant to government policy on high command. Forced labor, concentration camp victims, killings by unofficial private groups, extrajudicial summary killings, and mass deaths, secret experimentation is part of it, due to governmental acts of criminal omission and neglect, such as deliberate famines, as well as killings by de facto governments, i.e. civil war. The definition covers any murder by any number of persons by any government. And that's what the global lockdown has all been about. Already caused more than 20 million people to starve to death, on top of who already would die each year, 15 million. That's what we're facing. And look at Twitter involved with Facebook and Google in Democide, an article we put out days ago on July 9th by Adan Salazar, mom, 45, hired at Johns Hopkins Hospital, dies at reaction to COVID work mandated vaccine. It's her family. It's her Facebook. It's her Instagram. It's admitted. She's dead after the vaccine. Twitter said, you're suspended on Salazar for disinfo. You're not allowed, son, to criticize what we do. The new normal, vaccine passports could be redeployed as national ID cards. It's all being announced, ladies and gentlemen. That's why now, more than ever, please word of mouth us on your email, your text messages, the few places they haven't totally censored yet, though they're announcing that's happening now. I mean, it is an incredible time to be alive. They're getting ready for lockdown twos, supercharge InfoWars. Tell folks, he's the guy that had the guest on. He's the guy that laid it all out. He's the guy that don't want you to hear. It's only going to get worse until we say no. Explain to them that submission is what is enslaving us. And finally, ladies and gentlemen, we can't stay on air without your support. And we've got great products you and your family already need. So our new big sale is here. Our great green fiber capsule, total amino acid supercharger, all the amino acids, a bunch of key vitamins and minerals. So good for your immune system and body. It's so important. It's a high-end product, $19.95, a super-end product at a very low price. Winter Sun, concentrated D3 for your immune system, limited supply, back in stock, 50% off. Knockout Sleep Support, sold out for months, 50% off, back in stock. Down and Out Liquid Sleep Support, even stronger than that. Some folks don't need something that strong, but it's even stronger than Knockout. 50% off, back in stock, and so much more. Survival Shield X2, the highest quality deep earth crystal iodine, is 40% off with the dropper bottle, 60% off with the spray bottle, the exact same amount, the exact same iodine, just the spray bottle. I want you to experience it. 60% off, though, that is selling out. At current rates, we're going to sell out of the spray bottle in about 5 days, 6 days. We're going to sell out of the dropper bottles in about 2 weeks, but it doesn't matter. I got to sell it as a loss leader at $12 a bottle, folks. That's at cost, because we haven't gotten more in, because I've got to sell it to have money to operate. So, InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Take advantage of these sales right now while you still can. All right, Mike Adams is on fire as usual. He's got a lot of key intel coming up on the other side. Please stay with us. I never had a marketing plan for InfoWars. I went out and found the best products I could find from the research to fund our operation. I wanted you to get products that empowered you, that you loved, so you'd want to come back and buy more. I treat you like I want to be treated. It's very, very simple. It's instinctive. It's spiritual. It's what I do. And that said, our iodine products have become our best sellers. And X2 right now is discounted because listeners and viewers are habituated to only buy it when it's on sale. And so I'm in a catch-22. When I don't have it on sale, I don't sell it. But we're selling out of all other products because of supply chain breakdowns, and so I'm in a catch-22. I need to sell products at full price, but I can't. I got to sell them at discount. And so it's discounted 40% off for the dropper bottle, 60% off for the spray bottle, even though it's about to sell out. It won't be available for months, so get it. X2 is selling out at InfoWarsStore.com for 40 and 60% off with double Patriot points and free shipping. Because why? That's when you buy it. We need your funds or we'll be off air. It's an amazing product.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
Welcome to the fourth hour of today's broadcast on InfoWars.com. I'm Mike Adams, filling in for, I think Matt Bracken usually has this segment. And it was by the grace of God that I was asked to fill in today because I'm just on the verge of breaking a major investigative story that I'm just going to lay out for you here verbally, even though I haven't completely written it up. But I've sent over some links to the InfoWars crew there. We're going to be able to show you the evidence for what this is. Now, this is one of those connect the dots kinds of stories, and it has everything to do with what you've heard today about COVID, about South Africa, about engineered collapse, food scarcity, door-to-door vaccines, and strike force teams that are now using coercion, and they're carrying jabs with them now to vaccinate you on site in your doorway. If you give them permission to do so. So this is a bombshell story, and you are going to be more horrified than usual when you reach the conclusion of this story. Let me just get right into it, because what's coming is going to be a little shocking. Here's where we start with this. According to the CDC today, this is their official numbers, 48% of the U.S. population of all ages, 48%, are, quote, fully vaccinated. That means two doses. So that's, again, almost half the population fully vaccinated. 184 million people, or about 56% of the population, have had at least one dose. Now, whether or not you believe those numbers, that's fine. They're probably exaggerating these numbers, I agree. But let's just take them at their word for the sake of this thought experiment. Now, 184 million Americans, if they've been vaccinated with at least one dose of this vaccine, that means 184 million Americans have been injected with either spike protein biological weapon engineered in the Wuhan Institute of Virology Laboratory using U.S. taxpayer money funneled by EcoHealth Alliance and Fauci and so on. They built a bioweapon. They injected you either with that weapon directly or with mRNA instructions, which is really a gene-altering technology, a nanotechnology that instructs your body to manufacture biological weapons and circulate them around your blood and spread them to other people. So, according to many prominent doctors and analysts, including Dr. Hoffe, Dr. Martin, and many of the other voices that you've heard here as guests on InfoWars.com, more than half of these 184 million Americans will likely be dead in the next few years. More than half, in other words, the majority of them, will likely be dead. This means, if you just do the math, about half of that 184 million that the CDC says have been vaccinated, half is about 92 million. So let's go with that number. What happens if 92 million Americans are killed by these vaccines over the next few years, as the micro blood clots kick in and as people suffer from congestive heart failure due to the blood clots, the autoimmune disorders, and the antibody-dependent enhancement, okay, which is the hyperinflammatory reaction to subsequent infections. So what happens to America? Well, let's talk next about Delta. Remember, we're going to connect a lot of dots here today. This is going to span several segments of the show here. So make sure you tune in to each segment for this hour, and I will wrap it all together for you. Next, we're going to go to a news story. And this story happens to be out of Israel, where they've done this research. The website is IsraelNationalNews.com. And it says that out of 7,700 new cases of the virus that have been detected during the Delta wave, only 72 of those cases happened in people who were known to have been infected previously and had natural immunity. In other words, less than 1% of the Delta cases are occurring in people who have natural immunity, less than 1%. But 40% of those new cases are happening in people who have been previously vaccinated. You got that? So, in other words, if you've been vaccinated against COVID, you are far more likely to become hospitalized and sick and infected by the Delta variant. Okay, and you know about all of the hyperbole, all the, you know, the terror journalism about the Delta variant. Well, the truth is the Delta variant is most likely being created or was created initially by those people who were vaccinated. But that's a different topic. We're not going to get into that today. Nevertheless, realize this. Again, if you have natural immunity, you have broad spectrum immunity. You are immune to Delta variants and other variants, whatever they roll out. And I think they're going to roll out what I'm calling the Omega variant. That's the one they're really going to scare us with. So natural immunity works against future variants because natural immunity is a broad spectrum template of immunity in your body. Whereas vaccine immunity, even when it works, and it doesn't work very often because the vaccinated people are the ones in the hospital, but even when it does work, it only works against a very specific polymorphism of the spike protein outer shell. In other words, only a very specific configuration of the proteins. It does not confer immunity against these other variants, such as the Delta variant. Now, what does this tell you? It tells you that the pandemic is being perpetuated by the vaccine. And I'm going to say that again. The pandemic is being perpetuated by the vaccine. The vaccine is creating the immune system vulnerabilities and weaknesses that allow future variants to infect and hospitalize people and to create the media narrative that, oh, my God, more people are dying. Therefore, we have to have a booster vaccine, right? Got to have a booster against the Delta variant. So then they're going to roll out booster shots to say, well, your vaccine passport that we once told you was going to give you freedom is now obsolete. You're not going to have immunity anymore. You're not going to be able to travel around anymore unless you get another vaccine for the Delta variant. Because the Delta variant, you know, gosh, that's scary. People are getting sick. Got to have a booster for that. So if you're dumb enough to get that vaccine shot, that's now your third shot. That's a third dose of spike protein, you know, bioweapons in your body. Then before long, they're going to roll out, you know, the Lambda variant or the Omega variant, and you're not going to have immunity to that. And they're going to say, well, you need to have an Omega booster. And then there's Omega 21 and Omega 22 and Omega 23 and so on. If this is a never-ending scam that eventually kills you with spike protein injections, but it's all perpetuated by the vaccine itself. If no one were being vaccinated right now, no one, this pandemic would be over because people would have natural immunity. Now, and I'm not saying they should have just ended all vaccines without also doing something else like promoting vitamin D, promoting nutrition, the things that work, and, of course, treating people with ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine because those are proven to work to save lives, especially in the elderly who have comorbidity factors. But instead of saving lives, they suppressed ivermectin and they pushed the vaccine to get as many people as possible vaccinated to spread the Delta variant and other variants that are yet coming. This is the perpetuation of the pandemic. In other words, the vaccine is the pandemic. The vaccine is the pandemic. Now, we're going to tie this into South Africa next. And we'll start with the fact that in South Africa, we now have the uprising going into an overreaction mode with irrational lashing out, where they are attacking and destroying the very infrastructure that could provide them with food, electricity, and fuel in the years ahead. They are obliterating the infrastructure, which means they're going to starve to death from here forward. South Africa will face mass starvation, famine, civil unrest, possibly civil war, maybe a failed state scenario, because they burned the transportation trucks, they burned the grocery stores, they burned the power plants, they burned the ports in some cases. It's going to get bad. Now, when we come back, we're going to go to a break quickly here. When we come back, I'll continue to explain how this all ties together with what's about to happen in America probably this year. So stay tuned for that. It's a horrifying scenario. I'm Mike Adams with naturalnews.com, of course, filling in on Infowars.com today, fourth hour. Stay with us. We'll be back after this break.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Mike Adams. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
This is Mike Adams here, continuing our breaking story. Of course, I'm the editor of naturalnews.com, and we are all part of the independent media that has been telling the truth this entire time. Just like InfoWars, we, from day one, we said, yes, this came out of a lab. And isn't it interesting that now so many left-wing news organizations are apologizing to their viewers and saying, yep, the lab theory is the most likely origin of this. Well, where are the apologies to all of us, right, who said this from day one? But continuing with our story here, in the last segment, we talked about the number of Americans who have been vaccinated, according to the CDC. That's 184 million Americans with at least one dose. We talked about the warning from doctors who say that more than half of those people may die over the next few years. So we'll call that 92 million, which is half. And then where this is going in terms of bringing in South Africa and what's happening there and the globalist desire to create mass chaos across the planet. So in South Africa, we're going to go to news24.com. And on news24.com, which is a local website there, they have many stories. I'm not going to focus on any one, but stories like sugar mills shut down, cane farms set on fire, citrus exports halted. So we're seeing farms burned, and we're seeing the key infrastructure of food production and food distribution either shut down or, in some cases, set on fire and destroyed. Unrest fallout may face bread shortages as riots hit wheat supplies. We're also seeing transportation trucks on fire, which means how are they going to transport food supplies? How are they going to deliver groceries when the trucks are all burned up, right? Another story there, largest crude oil refinery implements a temporary shutdown due to unrest. Well, that shutdown can become a permanent shutdown if the refinery is damaged or set on fire. And there's an electrical power grid infrastructure facility there that's on fire. And there are, of course, malls and grocery stores on fire. They've ransacked at least one of the major ports there for importing food. So what's the realization in this? When a local population is driven to such anger and destitution, through the COVID lockdowns, the uprising goes to an irrational, exaggerated posture where they end up burning down the very thing that could keep them fed or keep them clothed. And we've seen this in left-wing cities on a smaller scale in America, especially during 2020, where they would burn down their own local retail stores, right? They would burn down their local communities. Well, imagine this now on a national scale involving every left-wing city with all of the hatred and bigotry and racism and fear that's been pushed by the mainstream media, saying white people are bad and white people deserve to be killed and police deserve, they say, to be harmed. And when you have a spark, which is coming, and in South Africa the spark was the jailing of Zuma, after the corruption court hearing where he failed to appear. That was just a spark, but that was not the underlying cause of all this. All it takes is one spark in America, and this race war erupts exactly as the globalists planned. Understand, they have set the stage for a national uprising of mass looting that will destroy the infrastructure, and this is part of their plan, because they want the chaos. Now, if you watched any of the videos or heard any of the audio from South Africa, there are some key realizations that I'm going to get into right here that not everybody is fully talking about. Number one, the police have run out of ammo. They ran out days ago. And even the ammo they've been able to acquire is not the correct ammo. I heard one transmission where cops were talking about how they were able to acquire 9-ball ammo. Well, 9-ball is just full metal jacket, 9mm. Those are target rounds. I mean, practice target rounds. You know, that's not a self-defense round. Cops don't carry 9-ball ammo if they know what they're doing. They carry ammo where the bullet itself will, of course, spread out and cause maximum trauma, because the point of a police officer, for example, shooting someone is to stop them. And you don't stop people by punching holes through them that happen to be 9mm in diameter. You stop them with heavy trauma to shatter, let's say, their pelvis, or cause trauma to their abdominal region or their heart, so that the blood stops pumping, so that assailant can no longer attack that police officer or some innocent victim that they're targeting. The point of bullets is to stop the violence, to stop the attacker. But even in South Africa, they don't have that kind of ammo remaining much, it seems, anymore. And there was one transmission where a police officer was saying, oh, he managed to get 1,000 rounds of 9mm to distribute among the police and I think some civilian security forces. 1,000 rounds. I'm thinking, you know, that's it? They're down to their last box of 1,000 rounds? This is a very dangerous situation. And it reinforces the idea that as society collapses, you can almost never have too much ammo, because you may need to provide ammunition to your local sheriff's department or a local civilian security force. You may need ammo for more than just yourself and your family. And what's happening, the other realization, is that it is civilians who are defending themselves against the looting mobs. Civilians are doing the job that the police are incapable of doing because they've run out of ammo and there are not enough police officers and so on. So if you ever wondered why you need a civilian force for national security, domestic security, just look at South Africa. This is it right there. The other realization is, if you did not have stored food and you did not have a firearm and you did not have ammunition before all this started, it very quickly becomes too late. The time to prepare is now while you still can. Ammo prices have come down maybe 30% from their highs under COVID. You can get some ammo now, and you should really consider that. Firearms are available in many cases. You can get firearms. You can get pistols, rifles, and shotguns legally in America right now because the manufacturers are really producing firearms in record numbers. And, you know, thank goodness they are. Because especially with left-wing cities defunding the police, even the police themselves, the ones that don't just quit and go home and decide to protect their own families, which is probably a rational thing to do in certain cities, the ones that decide to stay on the force and try to protect your community, they're going to need help, it turns out. They're going to need help. So the veterans, the off-duty cops, people who, civilian firearms experts, and those with EMT training, emergency response training, volunteer fire departments, and so on, all of you are going to be necessary to protect your local communities, because the mass looting you see in South Africa is coming to America. And when it happens, they are going to spread out from the cities like a zombie apocalypse. It's going to be like a zombie apocalypse. These are people who are going to be brain damaged from the vaccines. They will literally be brain damaged. They're going to be desperate. They're going to be starving, hungry, and violent. Their rationality will have been completely crushed. They will think and act like zombies, and it's going to be up to you and your neighbors and your local law enforcement, rural sheriffs and deputies to defend your community, or you will die. That's the message you need to get. We'll be back after this break with more analysis. Stay tuned.
So, we have free shipping, double Patriot points through this weekend, and our big loss leader is X2 in the dropper and in the spray bottle for 40 and 60% off, and your purchase funds the M4. But seriously, the UN admits 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of lack of iodine. You need to experience it for yourself. It takes 2 weeks to a month to kick in. Try it and tell me what you think. You can't lose your fun in the M4. And again, I can harp on this all day, but just like our information is dead on from research, I'm telling you, I couldn't do what I do without Deep Earth Crystal Iodine and X2. Just in the stamina and mental focus area, it's incredible. What it did for libido is incredible. When I don't take it, I feel the difference. When I do take it, I'm so empowered. Get your X2 today, discounted in the spray bottle and in the eyedropper bottle to take under your tongue at InfoWarsStore.com. The globalists hope you don't explore how incredibly powerful deep growth crystal iodine is.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, continuing now with our analysis of the Civil War and the chaos that's coming. We have already covered the fact that 184 million Americans have been vaccinated, according to the CDC. And we've covered the fact that in South Africa, the attacks on the infrastructure are destroying the ability of the food infrastructure to provide food for the foreseeable future. It could take years to rebuild what's happening in South Africa. Now, look carefully at the fact that South Africa is now deploying the military. They are deploying the military because the chaos is so great that there's no other way to control the situation and prevent the violence and prevent South Africa from collapsing into a failed state status. Now, track this very carefully. They're deploying the military. This is the template for what's coming to the United States. The goal is, in the U.S., the goal is to deploy the military. They want to deploy the military because They want to go door to door and confiscate guns. They want to declare martial law. They want to also go door to door with forced vaccines at gunpoint in order to maximize the injections of the bioweapon, the spike protein bioweapon, so they can kill as many Americans as possible. So, in other words, the chaos feeds into the justification of military deployment domestically, which I know is against the law, but again, this regime doesn't follow any law whatsoever. So they're going to do it anyway. And then this will allow the illegitimate Biden regime to then claim a military dictatorship over America, and any who resist that military dictatorship will be labeled, of course, domestic terrorists, and that will give them justification to execute you on site if you either refuse to turn in a firearm or refuse to be vaccinated. You will be labeled a domestic terrorist. In fact, that kind of language is already being used publicly by left-wing, you know, fake news groups and so on. They're blaming Republicans for not taking the vaccine. It's kind of like Hitler blaming the Jews for not going quickly enough to the gas chambers and the concentration camps. You know, if Hitler said, well, the Jews are, camp hesitant, that would be equivalent to what Jen Psaki is saying today, that Republicans are vaccine hesitant. Well, yeah, of course, Republicans are hesitant at being killed with biological weapons injections. But now, here's where this is going. Now, this is a big story. I'm tying all the pieces together here. Let me bring in one more thing. Notice that the Biden regime is pushing for vaccine requirements at workplaces. This is one of the strategies, is to say that if you work at some key infrastructure location, if you work for the fire department, if you work for the police department, if you work at a local nuclear power plant, you are going to be required to be vaccinated in order to keep your job. What's the purpose of that? What's the real purpose of that? Well, they know the vaccines are death weapons. They know they're kill shots. They know that very likely the majority of those who are vaccinated will be dead over the next several years. Requiring vaccines at workplaces means they're targeting critical infrastructure to lose personnel. In other words, the power grid needs people to keep it running. Obviously, you got to have a lot of people running the power plants, you know, the natural gas generators, the coal power plants, the substations, all of it, linesmen, the whole deal. Without people, the power grid doesn't function. Without people, hospitals don't function. Without people, first responders can't function. And it is these infrastructure components that are being targeted for mandatory vaccinations in order to take those people out, in order to lead to a total collapse of the infrastructure in America, which will lead to exactly the kind of civil unrest that you're seeing in South Africa, which leads to deploying the military and declaring martial law and a military dictatorship in America. So you understand, the vaccine, I know this is multiple steps, but if you're a viewer of this show, you're good at this. You're good at putting the pieces of the puzzle together. The steps are clear. Vaccinate those people, kill off those people. That's what they want to do, the people in the infrastructure, and then collapse the infrastructure. Now then, so I ask you this question. This is the bombshell question. If 92 million Americans are dead from vaccines, and we don't know the timetable for this, we don't know if the number is really 92 million. Let's say it's only 50 million. Let's say it's half that, or roughly half. Then how do the nuclear power plants go into a controlled offline status without having mistakes or criticality of their nuclear fuel? You can't just flip a switch and turn off a nuclear power plant, folks. It doesn't work that way. It has to be a controlled lifting of the rods. You have to have the coolant circulated. You have to have fuel. You have to have emergency backup plans, the whole deal. There is a process, and it takes many, many weeks. How do you maintain civility in a city if half the police are dead and the other half have been defunded or have fled? How do you maintain food deliveries in a country where the workers in the grocery stores and the workers in the food distribution hubs and even the farms and farmers, the crop pickers who are picking our strawberries and beans and crops and all of this, if half of them are dead, or even a quarter of them are dead, how does that infrastructure function? And it is these infrastructure components that are being targeted with the vaccines. So the point is that those of you who have refused to take vaccines, probably because you prefer to live, you need to realize that they're going to collapse the infrastructure around you anyway. They're going to take away your ability to go to the grocery store and purchase food, your ability to have electricity delivered to your home or business, your ability to call 911 and have emergency services respond in any manner, not even a timely manner, but to respond at all. It'll be like, thank you for calling 911. What's your emergency? Oh, never mind. There's nobody here. Leave a message. That's what you're going to get. If they even answer at all, if the phone system even works at all. And then as this, when this reaches its peak of chaos, the globalists are going to unleash a banking emergency, a global debt bomb. And we don't know the exact timing, of course, but they are prepared to unleash a global debt bomb. And this will cause, this will be like throwing gasoline on a fire. So in an instant, and this will ripple across the banking system in no time at all, people won't be able to use their food stamp cards. And when food stamps go down, every major urban area in America erupts into total chaos and lawlessness within a matter of hours. It will look like South Africa in every city in America, okay? When banking transactions can no longer function because the fiat currency has collapsed, that means that no one can pay for transportation of fuel or food or ammunition or consumer goods or emergency medicine, antibiotics, whatever. You can't even transport anything at that point. The entire transactional system shuts down. And by the way, that means at that time, you won't be able to buy anything from the InfoWars store or any store because all credit card transactions will be toast at that time. This is why it's critical to stock up before that happens. And by the way, yes, they can flip a switch and make that happen at any moment that they choose. And they're waiting for the right moment to do that. Once that happens, they're going to use the chaos to try to usher in financial communism and sweep everybody into a Federal Reserve cryptocurrency wallet, Mark of the Beast. It's going to be a digital control system to control your life, complete financial tyranny, but everybody will be so desperate that most people will easily scream out for some kind of solution, and they will leap to whatever solution the globalists are dangling in front of them. And that will be a central bank digital wallet. Maybe they'll call it a crypto, you know, Fed coin or something. I don't know what they'll call it. That's a Mark of the Beast system. And if you don't participate, then you will be ostracized from society. And if you do participate, you will be enslaved. And there's more to this. We'll cover that after this break on the other side. Stay with us here at InfoWars.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is hurt your head.
All right, final segment of this hour when I'm going to wrap up here now everything that we've talked about and give you the very big picture of where this is going. I'm Mike Adams here, editor of naturalnews.com. Thank you for continuing with me here on Infowars.com today. You know, this every broadcast should be labeled an emergency broadcast, given what's coming and the limited amount of time that we have remaining. So, in the last few segments, what I laid out for you is the engineered chaos that's coming to America and other countries. This will happen in Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and most European countries as well, and other parts of Southeast Asia, and of course Central and South America as well. This is a global plan to exterminate humanity, to take down the human race and crush human civilization. I'm just explaining the mechanisms of how they're going to achieve that. But here's what happens next. So we talked about maybe 90 million, 92 million Americans dying from the vaccine, perhaps. By the time you add in the deaths from disease, and I'm talking about cholera, you know, because the cities will stop functioning, you're going to have raw sewage flowing in the streets. I mean, more than what you would usually see in a left-wing city right now, like San Francisco. The sewage systems will stop working. Water systems will stop working. You know, food deliveries and so on. Public sanitation will collapse. You're going to have disease. You're going to have rioting. You're going to have the financial collapse. You're going to have just a complete failure. I mean, anarchy is really the only way to describe this. Anarchy, massive looting, arson, rape, destruction, pillaging, ransacking, everything, especially in the urban city areas. I'm not saying this is going to happen in rural communities, because I think rural communities will mount a defense against this, using firearms, using local law enforcement and volunteers and civilian security forces and so on. But urban cities, I mean, you know, left-wing cities are pretty much gone. They will collapse. The result of this is then, of course, at a national level, the Biden regime, which is an illegitimate regime that cheated to try to seize power. And by the way, a lot of new evidence coming out of Georgia right now and also Arizona with the hearings today proving that there was election fraud. It's provable fraud at this point. I'm not going to go into it at this moment. The Biden regime will assert military authority, just like what's happening in South Africa. They will declare essentially military dictatorship under the guise of public health. From there, we have two things that are going to happen. This is according to my analysis and my sources. Number one, you're going to have states and regions begin to declare secession from the illegitimate Biden regime. Texas will be part of this. You're going to have the southern states, Texas, Louisiana, Arkansas, probably we'll see Kansas and Oklahoma join that, and Mississippi and so on. You're going to have southern states form a new union, and you're going to have war against the illegitimate federal military, I don't know what you call them at this point, the woke Pentagon. I guess they're going to come after us with, like, transgender troops. You know, they're going to be wearing, like, rainbow dildo monkey butt suits and carrying M4s and marching towards Texas or something. I'm not sure what that's going to look like. But the Texas defenders are not going to be dressed like that. They're going to be wearing, you know, military camo and actually fighting for freedom. But you're going to see secession, and you're going to see then war erupt across America. As this is happening, Biden and his handler, Obama, and I've predicted this for many years, Obama will return to the United States as the head of the UN or a high-level influencer of the UN, and we will see United Nations troops flooding into the United States, probably communist Chinese troops under a UN banner that claim to be here to provide food operations, humanitarian operations, okay? So the humanitarian operations, in the same way that the Biden regime is going to be targeting Republican counties, red states and red counties with, you know, vaccine, quote, outreach, strike force teams, you're going to have, quote, humanitarian missions run by communist Chinese troops under the command of the United Nations at the request of treasonous Biden that are then invading and attempting to occupy the United States. Importantly, those invading forces will come in through both the southern border and also the northern border from Canada. Because, of course, Justin Trudeau, not even going to go into that, Justin Trudeau, Justin Castro, whatever you want to call him, he is working with the communist Chinese. He's practically a communist Chinese agent at this point. So they're going to come from Canada, but the bulk of the forces will come in along with armored up narco cartel strike force teams through the southern border, which means Texas will be under attack, Arizona, California, New Mexico. These forces are going to come in, and it's the narcos and the communist Chinese military. They're already flying drone missions, which are really surveillance missions into U.S. territory, such as that mysterious drone that was spotted over Tucson spying on key energy infrastructure and also the Davis-Monthan Air Force Base there in Tucson. So you're going to have an invasion of the United States. You're going to have a civil war. You're going to have a crushed infrastructure, and you're going to have Mark of the Beast economic efforts underway. Now, we've got about 4 minutes left here. How do you survive this? I always try to give you solutions. I know it sounds bad. This is a nightmare scenario, but how do you survive it? Key point number one. You've got to have supplies to be able to live through a power grid failure, food supply failures, ammunition being cut off, and also the internet being cut off. So InfoWars and Natural News and all the websites that you love will no longer function in many regions. Now, there will be efforts by Washington to try to have an internet kill switch. Ultimately, this is only going to achieve a segmentation, a regional segmentation of censorship, where if you're in California, you won't be able to get to InfoWars.com. But if you're in Texas, you may still be able to get to it. So, and the same thing is true about e-commerce. If you order from an online store like the InfoWars store, which is based in Texas, you may be able to still get some supplies and get delivery in the state of Texas or states that are part of the Texas Union. But if you're outside that union, if you're in California or New York, you won't be able to even access the website nor to get deliveries of supplies. So we're going to see economies and production become very localized. And this is why the next solution to point out to you is you've got to move. You got to vote with your feet. Now or never, folks. Now or never. You got to get to a red state. You got to get there now, a place that produces food, that produces ammunition, firearms, and a place that's willing to say no to the federal tyranny that is coming. The federal tyranny, the martial law military dictatorship that's coming. So what states are these? I mean, you can figure it out. It's Texas, it's Florida, it's North and South Dakota, you know, it's Wyoming and Utah, maybe Arizona, and so on. Most of the Midwest, you know, Indiana, Missouri, Kansas, and so on. And, you know, Kentucky and North Carolina, just on and on. But if you're in a blue state, if you're stuck in a blue state, you're probably going to, well, you're going to be executed is what's going to happen ultimately. You're going to be starved out. You're going to be injected with a bioweapon. You're going to have your guns confiscated. You're going to be, you're going to end up in a COVID concentration camp and end up dead. That's what's coming. So if you want to live, you need to move to a red state. That's the strongest that I can say that. And it's no joke, and time is running out. If you prefer to die, then, you know, just stay under Newsom's control in California. They'll be glad to kill you door-to-door. They're coming door-to-door with vaccines, with the strike force squads. They're going to vaccinate you at gunpoint or kill you if you resist, okay? This is a red alert moment. This is a tipping point of history. None of this is a joke. We either live we either stand up and resist this with the help of God and the help of our fellow countrymen and women, or we die and perish and lose this nation and lose our world. You understand? Now, I think we're going to win, but I think we're going to lose tens of millions of Americans in the process, okay? So ultimately, we achieve victory. Ultimately, God wins. Ultimately, we restart this nation. But people that you know, people that perhaps you love, maybe family members, are going to perish in this process. Some of them are already dead because they took the vaccine. They're already dead. It's just a matter of time. So what you can do between now and then, keep watching these broadcasts, download them if you can, record them, save everything to your local computers so that you have reference materials and you have the documents, you have the how-to manuals, emergency medicine, growing your own food, reloading. How do you live off the land? How do you live without electricity? Get going now on all of those plans, because that's what will keep you alive during these historic times of total collapse. That's my story. I'll probably write it up at some point in text format, but thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Thank you for watching Infowars.com here. And I think Owen Schroyer is coming up next. Thanks for tuning in. Take care. God bless.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.